That's pretty much all I'm waiting for, is when you guys are talking, I'm just thinking, how can I segue to this into something I want to talk about?
Welcome to Talking Fail, the podcast that never sleeps. With me, I have Tyler, Will, and no Ethan.
Do we want to talk about why there's no Ethan?
That's his personal business. Sure, I guess Ethan's gone for now. I don't know. He's busy.
Well, let's make up a really good reason for him not to be here. Like
Oh, I can't make things up. All I can tell you is the truth, and the truth is that Ethan is busy. He's outgrown us. I mean, he's busy doing another show. It's gonna happen. But just like T.J. Miller with Silicon Valley, Ethan, he's got to spread his wings and fly away, as they say. I'm filling in for Ethan this round.
Hey, Archer, I need to run to the store. Could you fill in for Ethan and just talk about window blinds for 20 minutes until I get back?
What's the deal with window blinds? I mean, they used to be metal and now they're plastic. I mean, that's good, I guess, but probably not good for the environment. If you believe the mainstream media, I mean, that's
Well,
a whole
some of
different
them are
question.
wood. Some of them are wooden.
You know, that's true, and it's killing the trees, right? I mean, I'm
And
gonna put
we all
words in
know
your
that
mouth, but
trees are not renewable.
trees are not renewable. That's a fact. That's about all I've got on on window blinds.
It's okay. There wasn't any traffic, so I got back.
Do you ever get worried that your blinds aren't covering like 100%, so someone is like peeking through the little crack and like watching you?
What are you doing that you were so concerned about someone spying on you?
Just walking around naked and like murdering people.
Oh, okay, so the usual.
So, Ethan and I went on a road trip
Yeah, because I
from
mean,
Kansas City.
if so, well, if people listened to last week's episode, I kind of said, "Hey, Ethan was moving," and I didn't really give an explanation for why, or well, I gave an explanation for why Ethan's mic wasn't very good because he had, I told everybody that he packed it up. I was trying to
Well, it
cover for
turns
him like I
out,
always do.
turns out he switched shows. No,
So
turns
basically,
out.
he's on the run from the police.
Your words.
Oh, allegedly.
No, he. Tyler, you continue. I interrupted you.
No, oh, no. Well, yeah. So basically, I said that he was. I just mentioned that he was moving, and so that I mean that's really it. But basically, he decided to move from Michigan back over to California.
Missouri. It's Missouri.
Missouri, whatever. It's all the
Missouri,
same.
yeah, it's
Lost
they're pretty
company.
close to each other, I'm sure.
Ohio?
They're not that racist, okay? We should cut
Maine?
that out. We should cut that part about me telling you to cut it out. Damn it, now it's, this whole thing's gonna be in.
Well, just
But
remember to
will
cut
it?
this whole thing out. And also me.
Was he in Florida?
Dang it, you made a smooth cut. So now you can cut the whole thing out.
It's like I know what I'm doing, except I have to cut this part out.
Oh yeah? We'll find out. Only
So,
the
yeah.
Patreon supporters get this, but no, we actually made the trip, and on the way back,
So, but no, but
we
no,
were.
you flew out from California
Right.
to
Kansas City.
Texas? Okay, Kansas City, yeah.
Close enough. So I flew out to Kansas City and hung out with Ethan and his family for a little bit. And then we decided to road trip from Kansas City all the way back to Sacramento. And that was fun. It was eventful. The reason why I brought it up is we listened to a few episodes of the podcast on the
Uh-oh.
way back, Yeah. So like I started.
I have
it off
a lot
with
to apologize
was...
for.
I started off with the one, the latest one that he was gone for, and then we just like continued listening through
because,
like the Ready One special.
Because he doesn't listen to them.
Right. Which, he doesn't listen to them at all.
Which is something that I have issues with. So when the next road trip happens and he hears this one, Ethan, I'm very disappointed in you that you don't listen to this show.
But this is one that he's not on, so he's going to listen to this one like after we finish.
I'm not convinced. I'm not fully convinced. But
all right.
So were there observations that were made?
There was one observation, and Will, I'm sorry if this ruins your ploy, but you have a theme, and that theme is like pretty creepy. It's very like Gone Girl-esque, or maybe the girl with the dragon tattoo-esque. Like it's not every statement, but like one out of six or ten, somewhere between those numbers. It's just like, yeah, and then I murder them. and we just noticed like every episode you have at least one of those comments. So huh. I'm wondering, do you have like a list of just like, all right, check that box, check the murderer box for that episode?
Well, it has been a while since I checked my murder box. I think it's still empty. Oh, you mean like a checklist?
Yeah,
yeah, your murder statement quota.
Well, you know, sometimes you gotta make a list, and it helps you get through the episodes.
But on the actual road trip, because it's like what 20? According to Google Maps, it's 25 hours. It's 17, you know, 1,700 miles.
Mm-hmm.
How were you guys like just driving 25 hours straight and just like taking turns, or did you guys stop at like seedy motels and have interesting stories?
Ooh, did you interview a prostitute? Just about her life.
Everywhere.
Like nothing weird.
No. We listened to this podcast and it talked. Oh, no. We actually recorded our discussion about this. This might be in a future episode or extra on Patreon. But he opened up his phone because I was driving. He opened up his phone and found an article that was like, five things that truckers know about the road that you don't. And so we like read it out loud, and it was an interesting format. But one of the things was that drugs and prostitutes are actually everywhere.
What?
Like
I have not heard about this.
There's a big chance that if you've stopped at a truck stop, you've interacted with a prostitute. So yeah, that's something we learned. But actual info
did you,
about the
did from up? That point on, did you like try and spot them?
We didn't stop at any truck stops.
Did you know that everyone on the highway is boning?
That's the article. That's awesome. Yeah, spoilers. But yeah, that's it.
A couple years ago, I made it for work. I had to drive from California all the way to Miami Beach, Florida.
In a box truck or in a
car? Yeah, it was a box truck. And a lot of things are making a lot of sense now.
I can't say that I had those kinds of observations, but what I can say is logistically it was half like relaxed and half like switching off driving. We had an initial plan of leaving Friday morning, but it was very clearly like the, you know, room for error, like this is like we're gonna stop at a city every night sort of plan, because it's like three days of driving basically,
right?
Yeah.
And then Friday we just like we were busy, so we didn't leave until like 5 or 6. So that kind of forced the like tail end of the trip, because I had to be back in town by Sunday. Yeah. Well.
Yeah. Sorry. I was just saying, thinking your story's interesting.
Yeah, the courtesy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, you know, I'm engaged in your story, and it's, it's interesting. It's like the fact that truckers are paid by the mile, and that's actually kind of dangerous, apparently.
Oh, because then they'll like drive around in circles for a little bit.
No, they'll
do donuts.
I don't know why that's dangerous.
doing donuts.
Yeah, because then they'll have fun for a few minutes.
Can't have that.
No, the reason why it's dangerous is because they'll push the limits of those hours. It's a really weird system, but I don't know enough about it to actually like.
Well, when I did my road trip, it was a rented box truck for my company, and so like I'm not a truck driver. But once I was out of California, I was like subject to like the trucker regulations.
Oh, trucker law. So you had to go 55 the entire way.
No, there was a it's not called a limiter. It's there's another name for it. But basically there's a limiter that kept my speed 65, which that was a pain. But I had to keep. I got to the California Arizona border, and they're like, "Okay, you know, you pull into the way station," and they're like, "Okay, where's your logbook?" But the logbook thing was like totally like out of the blue, and so like there's like certain rules where you can only drive for 8 hours at a time, and then you have to have 8 hours off, and you need to be logging everything that you do. And because I had no idea that I was doing this, they had to like keep me at the border for, I think it was 6 to 8 hours.
To make sure you were well rested.
Yeah, exactly. Which I got
no
rest.
Did they also have like a queen size bed that you
could
like...
No, there was a truck stop that I was at, and I could probably have turned around and driven, found a place, a motel. But when I hit the border, it was like 10 o'clock in the morning. So I was just like, what am I going to do for, 6 hours? So I basically just sat there for six. And then I drove all night for like 8 hours, whatever the limit was. And then found a Motel 6. But even if you just have a big thing.
Like, yeah. I hear that there's a lot of companies that will just have two logbooks. Like one for the inspectors and one for like the actual.
That doesn't surprise me.
That's the case. I don't, you know.
But then, yeah, the only other, and then I kept the logbook the entire trip there, for the rest of the drive. And the only other time that anyone checked it was when I was leaving Arizona to go back to California. They checked my logbook again.
Well, we didn't pass through Arizona. We just went through from Kansas City. We went through Kansas, which was a lot of fun.
But you were also in a car, right? You weren't in a box.
Yeah,
truck.
Yeah. It was a car. Because
a car,
like,
they don't care about
stuff.
Cars. It was a box car.
A box car, yes. But yeah, you're right. We didn't have to get inspected or anything. But yeah, went through Kansas. Went through Colorado, then Utah, then Nevada, and then California.
So would you say you're not in Kansas anymore?
You have no idea how many times that joke is made on the trip. Every state.
that's funny.
I actually made a mental note to like notice the welcome to Kansas sign, but I didn't do that, so I couldn't actually make the joke when we crossed the border.
They don't have that sign up when you leave. Like that's a real missed opportunity. Like, you're now leaving Kansas, and then right after that, there's a sign that says you're not in Kansas anymore. You're in Colorado.
I don't know. Colorado was fun. We got food at this like, I don't know what the term is. What's that?
Restaurant.
Yeah, it's where you go there and then you order food and they then you pay. Anyways, we got food at this place where there's a bunch of like storage containers, and every storage container has like a restaurant inside of it.
That feels like a trap. Come on into my storage container.
Yeah, no, it's totally like we've got a 99 on the cleanliness score, A+, mm-hmm. really good. No, they were like it was one of those hipster places, so it was like it was all structurally sound. It was all structurally sound and safe and air conditioned because that was important. It's summer over there, and that's not something that I've been subjected to.
I don't know if you realize this, Archer, but it's also summer here in California.
Yeah, but
we're not Australia.
Bay Area has like a little subclimate where during the day it's like maximum 70 degrees. So I used to be acclimated with, you know, 100 degree, 105 degree weather when I lived in Sacramento, but that not being the case. Recently I've been thinking about like the difference between a fairy tale and a parable. And okay. It's just a question that I've been asking people, and I don't know if you guys want to answer it, then cool. Speak now or I'll continue.
Well, I got to think about it for a second, but I mean, I would definitely say that a parable is a story that has kind of like an underlying message, but I guess a lot of fairy tales could also fall under that. Like, you know, if you're in the woods with your sibling and you see a house made out of candy and cookies, like there's probably a witch inside, which applies to real life.
I don't know how many times I've walked down, you know, we're camping, it's just mm-hmm. out in the wilderness, and I see a gingerbread house, and you can smell them. First off, you can smell them a mile away, because it's just pounds of gingerbread. they're cooking it too.
Yeah, well, yeah.
You're out in the wilderness. You got people who smell it. Bears come smell it. They eat it, and then you got to rebuild it.
Kind of sounds like a fire hazard. Like the whole house is made out of gingerbread. Like, what is the oven made out of?
Exactly. I've never gone inside because it's just too dangerous. I learned from this fairy tale or parable. Which one did we decide it was?
Parabola.
But okay, in all seriousness though, I think a parable is like a story that's meant to, you know, to convey like a message, and I think fairy tales might have a hint of that, but at least I don't know if maybe if in modern times they've kind of lost that, you know, like those the original meanings behind the fairy tales aren't as relevant anymore, so that's kind of more of a fairy. That's now a fairy tale. What is, if you tell a kid about Mother Goose and who lived in like in a shoe, I think, like what is that?
I think as well. I don't remember the whole moral.
Like there's like a bunch, and she has like a bunch of kids, but like, or something like that. What's the point?
Well, I don't remember the story. What's like? How does it end? Like,
I don't.
Does she lose
remember.
The shoe?
Humpty Dumpty. That's a fairy tale, right?
Yeah.
Like what is so Humpty Dumpty? You know, like sat on the wall, he fell down, and then nobody could have put him back together again. Like,
You're a fragile person, you shouldn't be like tempting it by sitting on a wall.
I think
you shouldn't go tempting bad things.
Don't tempt fate.
Yeah.
Bad luck.
Maybe don't, you know, if you fall apart, don't rely on other people to try and put you back together. Especially horses. Because why would horses be helpful at all?
And soldiers,
there's just a guy with a sword and he's just like poking at the egg shells on the ground.
I'm
useless in this situation.
That's a Family Guy sketch. Anyways, I don't know the actual answer to the question. What the difference is.
Have you tried Googling it?
Yeah, but that's
okay.
That's the next part of the story.
Okay.
Yesterday I asked my roommates this question, and that just like got it in my head. And eventually later, I don't remember why, but for a completely unrelated reason, I was going to search something that was like Nazi related. And,
you know, as we all do.
Uh-huh. And so I like pulled out my phone and started typing out the prefix, which was Nazi. And I think I was going to look up something. I don't know what I was going to look up. But the fact remains, I typed in Nazi space. And then I got distracted with this question and like talking about it with my roommates for so long that once I came back to my phone, I just sort of like opened up Safari and typed in like folk tale. Except I didn't remove Nazi.
Oh, no.
So regale us, Archer, with a Nazi folktale.
So this is interesting. I found out that fairy tales were they were used by the Nazis as propaganda. They took fairy tales like Little Red Riding Hood and kind of worked in, like, and Hitler was, you know, the leader of the master race. the interesting thing was they like tried to pay attention to the art of the fairy tale, so they like tried to actually work it in with the reasoning that children will see through the propaganda very quickly, so they had to like integrate the character or idea kind of like Inception. You know, they had to like make it believable. So in the Little Red Riding Hood, she, do you remember the Little Red Riding Hood story?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. So, once it comes time for the wolf to like kill Little Red Riding Hood, spoiler alert, she actually gets saved by her father, who is Hitler. And that's the story. She also wears like a little swastika on her riding hood, because, you know, it's the Nazis.
So did you guys know that it's surprisingly easy to get a trucking license?
I think that they want truckers, but real quick back to Archer's. Mm-hmm. But these are. I'm pretty sure that story was around. A lot, you know, way well before the Nazis, and they repurposed them, right?
I'm not 100% sure. This isn't like my area of expertise, but I did read a little bit about like the Brothers Grimm,
mm-hmm.
and apparently they wrote a lot of these, or at least wrote them in a way that was popular. Yeah, I'm not sure okay. about the.
It wouldn't surprise me at all that they repurposed them, took existing ones and repurposed.
So yeah, that was the fun thing I found out through accidentally typing a Nazi folktale into Safari.
So our homework for next week is we all need to come back with our own Nazi folktale that we've adapted from a regular fairy tale.
And try to work Hitler into it.
Well, of course, that's the goal. Of any folktale.
Just being clear. Of any folktale. All the good ones.
But, so I guess we're completely abandoning Germany as a market, as a potential market for this podcast.
I don't think we have any German listeners right now.
Yet, but...
Who knows, never mind, we can't...
I checked the analytics, and apparently we have 9.
Whoa.
9.
Guten Tag. Oh no. Well, anyways, that's what I've got for topics.
Well, that was our regular segment, Nazi Watch. Usually Nazi gets cut out of the show, but I'm glad that we had one that wasn't too offensive this week.
Yeah, I really don't know why you guys would cut out the other ones.
So I don't know if you guys noticed, but. E3 was this last week. Were there any big? Were there anything that you guys saw that was interesting?
The Xbox One X. That's yeah. interesting. It's like a super powerful Xbox that's supposed to like bridge the gap between a computer and a console.
Right, and but you get four. Is it 4K?
Yeah.
You can play 4K games.
And like 4 teraflops or 6 teraflops, whatever it is.
So what is that? How does that compare to the current Xbox One?
Well, I can tell you how to compare how it affects my current, because I my current setup, because I have an Xbox One. It doesn't apply to me at all because I don't have a 4K capable TV, and I'm not planning to get one anytime soon, just because I don't have money to just go and buy new TVs every time they stick some new numbers on them. So while I benefit from a 4K TV, I would still need to go buy I would need something to watch 4K that I could watch on that TV, because either I'd have to go get the new Xbox or upgrade all my Chromecasts or figure something out like that. So
you're basically you're waiting for 4K to be like the default.
Yeah. It'll be several more years before I'm upgrading a TV. So I feel like I haven't seen a lot of 4K, you know, I have not seen 4K content on a 4K TV, but I feel like HD is pretty good, especially with my not that super awesome internet, to where I'm seeing pixels on Netflix anyway.
Hey Tyler.
Yeah.
You know, our grandparents thought standard definition was fine.
Yeah.
When HD came out.
You know, their grandparents thought
And then they got an HDTV with like HD content, and they were talking about how it was so much clearer. And
I don't know. I think maybe you're just becoming an ignorant old man.
Well, I'm willing to play the old man of this podcast.
Why does it have to be this podcast? It
could just be dun, 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 dun.
The horizons. Right. So I don't know. For me, it's a chicken and the egg situation. Like for a while, it was content that was blocking me from thinking about 4K, and then Netflix really pushed for that. So at least the Netflix content, like the Netflix produced shows, are 4K. Yes. And the content's good, but it's not everything. So that's, I don't know, like HD took over, right? Like it was
yeah,
a big thing. Whether 4K does that, I don't know. I don't follow it closely enough to like extrapolate, but.
Well, I think it's, you know, content is always going to, like content and TVs are always going to get better, you know, bigger and bigger in terms of quality.
Well, as then you go, then it gets to the like size of the pipe, right? So you have a product which is the TV show, and you're trying to deliver it. If you don't have the internet to support it, then you can't get it over there. So that's less of a problem for me. But I am in the boat of like not wanting to update my TV or upgrade my TV. That's like mm-hmm. not. I don't know,
because
1080p because HD was,
because your TV is fine. It can play VHSs. You know, it can do everything you need it to, right?
Yeah.
Can it play your records?
It has the warmest sound. It is much warmer than CDs.
I think yes. Most of us are in the I don't want to spend like $1,000 on a new TV boat.
Right. Right.
Well,
but it would be nice.
I'm fine with doing that, just not like every year. Or like,
if you'd like to get us a new TV, you can go to patreon.com/talkingfail and send us some money. We promise to buy TVs with it.
We'll let you know how good the 4K is.
Yeah, it's a demo unit.
Mm-hmm. It'll really help me for recording the podcast. The audio will be so much better if I have a 4K TV.
You hear that, Samsung?
patreon.com/talkingfail.
So,
but also, it's not just the resolution. It, like, will be able to process the games faster.
Right.
Like, so no loading screens?
I've heard that some of the games that are like made for PC and then like ported over to the Xbox don't run super well.
Oh.
But I'm not an expert.
Which games are like optimized for that platform?
Well, I think
the Xbox?
The Xbox One, X.
The super amazing 4K.
I think Forza 7.
Ooh.
Or Forza, I guess, as they say it.
I guess Forza. kind of fitting into my old, I mean, you know, me being behind the times. I just got a copy of Star Wars Battlefield, like Battlefront 1.
Battlefront.
Yeah. Right.
Ooh, he confused. He is an old man. Did you get it for your Nintendo?
My Atari. And so I started playing that on my Game regular Boy. Old generation 1 Xbox One, and it's really fun. Like, it looks really pretty. I saw a lot of like criticism online of people's like, it's an ugly game, or the graphics weren't good. I was running around and I didn't care how, like, I was just running around looking at like the scenery and stuff. And
I think the graphics were like the high point of that game.
Yeah. Like, I thought that was
the reason I didn't buy it is there's no campaign.
Right. And that's why I waited.
Online stuff.
That's why I waited this long. There are some kind of like single player missions, but there's definitely no storyline.
Yeah.
Or, you know, real campaign. And then I started watching, then they also at E3, they announced Battlefront 2.
Which looks really awesome.
Which looks really, really awesome. Yeah.
Why?
And that's really exciting. I mean, well, it just...
Oh, you mean like the graphics look...
Yeah, amazing. the graphics look much, much better.
And they're adding a single player storyline into it. And it's going to be across all of the movies.
Ooh.
Yeah, well, I think what it is like there's, I think the single player campaign is takes place after episode 6 and before episode 7, but you can, there's missions in the game, or there's the arenas and stuff where you're, you know, doing the big multiplayer battles are across all the timelines.
And Yoda and Darth Maul are gonna fight each other.
Oh, right. Snap!
Well, I saw there they had a demo.
Darth Maul has been a big.
Maybe big Jango Fett and Boba Fett will fight each other.
Ooh.
Yeah, but
wait, aren't they the same person? Callback. But no, like in one of the demo that I saw at E3, because I was there at E3, on the video that I saw from E3 that I watched in my living room. They had this big battle that was going on between clones and battle droids, like Clone Wars, you know, prequel era. And that, you know, Darth Maul showed up, which didn't fit in the timeline. And then Rey from episode 7 shows up, you know, as one of the hero characters. And it's like, okay, there is just absolutely no... Oh, and Boba Fett was there. Like he was in the Django? Fight. So it was just
my
all
man.
Over the place. My man.
Right. So that's why you don't want 4K.
Right. 4K bad. Yeah.
Cool. Well, I think just to like close that off, I could probably see myself doing 4K maybe in a year.
I think,
like, I feel like the content might finally be at a point, and I don't know, I feel like it's going to become more of a default. I just don't know if it's ever going to like take over the market.
I think it's going to take over the market, but it's going to be at the point where if you like nowadays, if you buy a TV, it's going to be HD. HD has taken over the market because it's just the default. Like, it's just going to be there at a certain point where you go and buy a TV in 5-6 years and it's going to be 4K or more. But, you know, there's not going to be any HD only TVs unless you're buying like a computer monitor or something small that's not really a TV.
In like 50 years, it's going to be like 8L.
They made it all the way. In 50 years, we're going to like beam the content into our brain.
You mean just like in Batman Forever?
Which one is that?
That's the one with the Jim Carrey as the Riddler.
Oh, that's why I haven't seen it.
Well, you haven't seen anything. We've established this.
We've established that our if this were a pie chart, the overlap wouldn't be huge.
There'd be lot of circles that didn't touch each other.
I feel like I haven't seen I haven't seen much, but I also haven't seen everything, and it's kind of hard to compete with that. So,
I think Tyler and I's charts would be like just right on top of each other, except with like one little sliver. And that's the people who have seen The Room sliver, and that's where we would not overlap.
So what about Transformers, guys? Or Hot Tub Time Machine? Yeah. The narrative in those stories, the plot.
I feel like John Cusack was very underused in Hot Tub Time Machine and Transformers.
Yeah.
Case in point. So I found out about this rating system that isn't like the standard, you know, rated R, rated PG-13, all that. And they have, I don't know, it's like it's called the common sense rating system for movies, and they,
you know, I found that common sense isn't that common anymore.
Okay.
Wow, you are an old man. Back in my day,
we didn't have to teach common sense.
I'll stop reading bumper stickers now.
We just had radio, and there was only one rating.
On or off? So this rating system has different categories, and like it rates them on different, like different metrics or. Yeah, one of them is consumerism, and what is the?
Is this the Chinese rating system?
it's one of the things for like parents to be aware of.
Sure.
Like, it gets some of them get really specific, but consumerism was one that stood out because it's like kind of weird to rate a movie on. So here's a question to you guys: what is like out of rating from 1 to 5? Because that's what they use. Okay. What do you think is the movie that has a 5-star rating for consumerism? Like, well, it's got rampant consumerism all over the thing.
Well, what, like, would the Lego movie count? Because, I mean, that's really, like, because if, you know, the nostalgia aside, that's all, it's literally a bunch of toys running around.
Toy Story?
I don't know.
Don't piggyback on my...
It's basically the same.
Well, what is it?
So I don't know what the most, you know, of one movie that made it to the 5-star rating, and it's one that has like a whole bunch of sequels, and I've actually already mentioned it.
Star
it's
Wars.
Transformers.
Oh.
It's Transformers. That thing, that one, and then the sequel, and then the third one, and then the fourth one, they like all had 5-star rating for consumerism.
Which, and the reason makes sense.
Well, yeah, I guess. I don't know. For me, the product placement just stood out. Like every half, every other scene was like, and check out this product, and I'm gonna open this cold beer. And
well, in Transformers 1, there's a scene where inanimate objects are being turned into like evil Transformers, and the Mountain Dew machine gets turned into gets affected by it. And so there's a Mountain Dew machine, a vending machine that's running around shooting cans of Mountain Dew at people. Like, hey, that's probably a paid advertisement. And then I was thirsty for Mountain Dew.
And you're wearing, aren't you wearing a Mountain Dew shirt right now?
No, it's a Super Mario shirt.
Well, that's better.
Remember when Transformers reused that shot from the island and just did different CG over it?
Oh, you mean the entire movie?
Burn!
Lego Movie has 5.
That makes sense. But I feel like Lego Movie isn't being deceitful, and it's literally the Lego Movie. Like,
what about the Emoji Movie?
What's the Emoji Movie? What's it called?
The Emoji Movie. Yes, there is a major motion picture called the Emoji Movie. TJ Miller is one of the voices, one of the stars, if not the
star. I'm glad he's moving on to better things than Silicon Valley.
This is such a marketing ploy. It's like, oh, and they can just use the emoji to like mm-hmm. talk about the movie. Oh. They don't have a review for that yet.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But in terms of rating movies based on consumerism, mm-hmm. I think that if you are concerned enough with stuff like consumerism that you wouldn't want your kids to see a certain movie because of it, you're probably also the group of people who aren't looking online for what you should be showing your kids and what you shouldn't be. Like,
well, I should be clear, it's also like I found this through the Apple TV interface. They just like surfaced that as one of the things. So I assume that this information is also available in other places that aren't just like going on the internet going to find the thing, you know, like, okay. Like I don't have to be a heavy tech user or internet user to have come to that.
Yeah. But I feel like those are the people who are really big into, well, you should know what your kids are watching. Like you should watch it before you show it to your preteen, your teenage kids, before you should be seeing everything that they see, and then you rate it for yourself, you decide for yourself.
So and then were your parents like that?
I think that if it was obviously like an obvious borderline kind of thing, they'd go check it out first. But if it was like an obvious kids thing, they'd let us watch it. And a lot of times back in my day, we had one TV and we could only watch one thing. And so my dad was always watching, not always watching TV, but if the TV was on, he was probably because he had turned it on. And so he was there watching TV with us. So,
right. There weren't screens everywhere that you could just right. go, like pop Netflix on.
Right.
Like
my well, we had multiple screens, but they were doors.
Yeah, there's screen doors and there's screens yeah. on the windows. Which
I think you're right though, Tyler. And I'm interested. What is the first rated R movie that you saw, or you've seen, or you?
Well, I don't remember it being a defined like, all right, I'm gonna go see a rated R movie or. I'm about to see something that's rated R. I think what happened is we had cable TV, and so there were movies. I think that movies that like my dad had seen before, but now it's on TV. So either it was toned down enough because it had been like censored for television, edited for TV. Mm-hmm. And then, so between that and my dad just having seen the movie, being able to, all right, we're gonna switch to another station for a minute while that happens.
Stuff plays out.
I do remember one of the more. I have to look to see if it's actually PG-13 or rated R or what. Okay, are you familiar with the movie Highlander?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. There was a Highlander TV series that was running. We would watch that, and obviously there's in the movie Highlander, there's people cutting, there's sword fighting, and people ending with the people's heads getting cut off. And in the TV version, the beheadings would always happen off screen. And then in watching the movie, they happen on screen, and I was just not prepared for that at all. So that was kind of a shock for me. So I definitely remember that being a...
You know, the bad guy in the Highlander movie is Mr. Krabs from SpongeBob.
I did not know that.
He's also Darth Maul's brother.
What is up with that guy and the people he's affiliated with?
He's also the prison guard in Shawshank Redemption.
Can he ever play a good guy? Like,
he's also
Mr. Krabs is not a good guy, actually.
I was gonna say I didn't actually grow up watching SpongeBob. We didn't get that channel.
Now he kind of screws everyone out over their money and stuff, so he's not really a good guy.
Doesn't he like own the business or like IP for the business?
And he pays them like 25 cents an hour.
Is that good for their market?
Real quick, Highlander is rated R.
Oh, I see.
And it has Sean Connery.
So that was probably my first R movie that.
Like, was worthy of the R rating.
that I watched, like, the VHS copy of, you know, not TV version. Mm-hmm. Like I said, probably shouldn't have seen it at the age of 6. No, but no, I'm just kidding.
Well done. Thank you for listening. This has been Talking Fail.
Goodbye, everyone. Rest in peace, Adam West.
Thank you to everyone who sent us listener questions this week. You can support us directly on patreon.com/talkingfail. Our Twitter is @talkingfail, and you can download our shows at www.talking.fail on iTunes, Google Play, and many other podcatching apps.
But how easy is it to get a trucking license?
Find out next week on Talking Fail.
Calling all 90s kids. Do you miss the last great decade full of wholesome sitcoms, rad colorful patterns, and the worst fashion to ever make a comeback? Jenny here, and I got the cure for what ails you with the 90s TV Hour. We're a podcast about the greatest entertainment the 90s had to offer, from life lessons to boy bands and everything in between. You want more great 90s content? Come join the 90s TV Hour Addicts on Facebook or follow @90sTVHour on Instagram for new 90s goodness every day, from infomercials to Toyback Thursdays to the 90s song of the day, and so much more. We'll see you there.